ding dang libidibidi. World destruction over an armature. And do I need a positivity? Need this gotcha. Don't let's start. This is the worst part. The belief for all the world that you are my precious little girl. But don't let's start. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How you get around? I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How you get around?
It's WMFO in Medford. There's me and my morning voice cracking, as always. I'm Mike. How you doing? Don't Let's Start by They Might Be Giants. Crazy. It's telling us not to start. It's kind of counterproductive.
Let's start it.
Isn't it? Oh, yeah, we'll start it.
Should we play the Black Eyed Peas?
No.
No, all right.
No.
Name a song.
It's not a breakfast food. Yeah.
Early so, for that. It's too early.
Yeah. So Mike Maloney's here, my old boss from WSFR, Suffolk University. And
did anybody ever call me the boss there?
No.
I don't think so.
We're afraid of you.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You're very menacing in
yes,
personality.
I am.
Yeah. So Mike and I have known each other a long time. He's been here before. He's another radio guy, you know, just fascinated by it, music. He makes great requests, and he's got 10 songs that he carried under his arms today, up the three flights of stairs, and got all kinds of good stuff. If any of you were listening in the half hour, you might have heard some things. Some things are a little upside down in the studio today. We didn't really know what worked and what didn't. So this may be an interesting one. We'll see if I can make this work. But yeah, I know. Don't bang on it, because I'm going to play some vinyl today. And if I do that, it's not a good thing. But I never play vinyl, but I'm going to play vinyl. So anyway, New Noise, Freeform today. It's like Tom Satch Kerin's day, too. I mean, we're playing a lot of stuff from him. Let me tell you what I got for New Noise. I have something new from Buzzard. Fantastic song from them. I can't wait to play it. Same with The Sins, our friends out of New York, New Jersey area. Their record is finally out. Came out yesterday. And they re-recorded their cover of the Smithereens song, Room Without a View, with Jim Babjack.
Awesome.
Playing on there. So I'm going to play that. The Amplifier Hedge with Barrence Whitfield has something new. As I mentioned, Tom Satch Kerin's brand new song from him just came out yesterday. Rob Moss and Skin Tight Skin, something new from him. My favorite band name of recent memory. He's got something new from, are you ready? Are you?
I'm ready.
Shred Flintstone.
Shred.
I told you, it's awesome. John Pohida also. The Wicked Lowdown with Brad Helene playing bass. I'm going to play an instrumental by them. I never play instruments, but it's such a tight band. And I'm going to start off with somebody that I didn't know. I just stumbled upon this artist, as I do sometimes. It is an artist named Tom Weber, power pop guy. And he's got a brand new song called This Time. And that is going to be our new noise to start us off today, right here at WMFO.
Without your caressing, made me Sing me a song, babe.
What kind of song, babe?
The one you hear when you look into my soul. Sing me a song, babe.
What kind of song, babe?
It ain't gotta be good, it ain't gotta be long. Just sing me a song. It ain't gotta be good, it ain't gotta be long. Just sing me a song.
Play me a song, babe.
What kind of song, babe?
The one that feels closest to my touch. Play me a song, babe.
What if I get it wrong, babe?
It ain't gotta be good, it ain't gotta be long. Just play me a song.
It ain't gotta be good, it ain't gotta be long. Just play me a song. And I could play this guitar without any strings.
I could sing for hours about everything.
And that'd be alright by me. I could play this guitar without any strings.
I could sing for hours about everything.
And that'd be alright by me. So sing me a song, babe.
What kind of song, babe?
The one you hear when you look into my soul. Sing me a song, babe.
What kind of song, babe?
It ain't gotta be good, it ain't gotta be long. Just sing me a song. It ain't gotta be good, it ain't gotta be long. Just sing me a song. It ain't gotta be good, it ain't gotta be long. Just sing me a song.
It's Listening to WMFO Bedford.
WMFO in Medford. Yeah, Mike, it's 9:19 in the morning. I love it when it's 9:19. Wait, I have to turn my, not really my headphones up. Oh, there we go. Yeah, see the
headphone. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can. The headphone jack that we usually use for as a DJ isn't working right. So, yeah, whatever. So, all right, I'm here with another mic. We're taking over the friggin' world with the mics. Yeah, there's nothing anybody can do about it either.
Guess not.
No.
No.
No. Just be nonchalant about it. I know, it's a big word for this early in the morning.
Way early.
Yeah, so let me tell you, we just finished the first set. Started off with new noise from a guy named Tom Weber. Brand new single from him called This Time. Really nice power pop to start the day. Had a request from Asmus Georgi, a really good friend of Mark Hurwitz, who was here last week, and by extension, a friend of mine. He had a request last week, wasn't able to do it last week, but just played it. A beautiful song by William Prince and Serena Ryder that was Sing Me a Song. Thank you, Asmus. Appreciate that. One of my favorite finds lately, a band from Brooklyn called Book Spirit. Their new EP is called Easements, and that was Crumb.
Crumb?
Crumb. Made me so happy with that guitar just coming in like that. I love that.
I'm going to have to go out and get this.
It was really good. Loved it. The Fools, of course.
The Fools. You know, I once opened for them.
And what was your act consisting of?
I DJed.
All right.
I DJed. They were playing at Emmanuel College.
All right.
And I was the opening act.
Yeah.
I got the crowd pumped, I guess.
I bet you did.
And then got the hell off the stage before they kicked my ass.
I really appreciate that you said, I guess. That was a Fool's It's a Night for Beautiful Girls. That was such a tight band. It's Brad Helene's new project. It's called The Wicked Lowdown. They have a brand new record out called Out of Line, and that was called Vanna B. I don't play instrumentals usually, but that was worth it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So what a tight band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I saw Brad last night because he was at the great show at the Square Root where the Satch Karens band was playing along with Crow Follow and this great band from New York that just killed too. It was excellent, and he played on the single, one of the songs by Satch Karens that we're playing today.
Many. I mean, why don't we just declare this the Satch Karens Day?
I think it's already happened. I don't think we have to even declare it.
Okay.
I think that's the way it is. Satch, if you're listening... Yo. Good to see you last night. Thanks for the CD. All right, so I've got new noise to start off the next... Oh, by the way, I did mention you've got 10 songs that are coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up.
It's going to be the third and the fourth sets. This is the second one that's coming up now. I'm not good at math. John Pohida, our own little power pop guy, really, really talented dude, has got a brand new single from his new record that's coming out. It's the title track, as a matter of fact. And this one, let's cross your fingers, everybody, that this is going to play correctly, because I can't hear it. It's called Jerry's House. It's new from John Pohida right here at WMFO.
I hear it.
Hey.
Looking, Mr. Stiffy for rock and roll, but we're taking such water in the hole now. I should get off my ass and call the bank. Baby, where is a friend like Big Bang Hang now? It's a long way from Boston to here. Jerry's house, Jerry's Jerry, where do you keep the drugs? I lost my AirPods when I came out here to Jerry's house. Jerry's house. Jerry's house. Jerry's.
Wildlife Fund, working around the world to build a future where people live in harmony with nature. For more than 40 years, World Wildlife Fund has achieved lasting conservation results by working with local governments, communities, businesses, and scientists to save wildlife and wild places. Help us save the world's most endangered animals and places. Go to worldwildlife.org.
WMFO in Medford, 9:38 in the morning. Two mics here, me and the other one.
Well, we have a lot of other mics here. One, two, three.
Oh, yeah. Well, those are MI. Never. Oh,
they go by their full
names. You're not going to make me go and fall for that. Yeah. All right. So let me tell you what we played in that set. And then we have two sets that the other mic here has procured and will play. All right. Let me see. Started off with a really cool song, John Paul Haida's new one. It's the title track of his forthcoming record, and it's called Jerry's House. Shred Flintstone was next. It's a very lo-fi kind of a thing. Not for everybody, but I love the the refrain in there. Do they still call it a refrain, or is that an old person's thing?
No.
The hook.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, that was called Waste Away With You by Shred Flintstone. Like him a lot. Moon Owls Mages was the third song of the set. Kill the Crackle is the record that was Pressure. Our friend Odin Stone, who reached out to me a while ago and said, hey, would you please play my stuff? And I love it. Odin Stone from their latest called A Rare Find that was Dead Wrong. And new noise from Rob Moss and Skin Tight Skin. He's been putting out something new every single month. And that song you just heard is called Ink Blue Smoke Again, and that's available starting tomorrow, wherever you get all your fine music. Get it from Bandcamp, because it goes to the artists. Again, Rob Moss and Skin Tight Skin, Ink Blue Smoke Again, and that is featuring Greg Strazemka. Thank you, Rob. That was really nice and to pronounce that. That's hard. But I love the song. It's great.
Are you sure you got it right?
No.
Okay.
But it was good. All right, 9:40 in the morning. Mike's first set of two is coming up. It's five songs. We're going to play two, two, and one. Let's talk about the first two. The first is a band called Love Spit Love.
You know, yeah, it's the it's a side project of Richard Butler of the Psych Furs, and I think this is his best work. I love his voice on this song.
All right.
And what's the next song we're playing?
Well, wait, what year did that come out? Do you
1992,
know?
I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, because the Furs went on a hiatus for a while.
The Furs.
Mm-hmm. And Richard and his brother started this side project band. And like I said, I thought it was awesome back then.
Uh-huh.
I mean, who knows what today people think about it, but... Again, right. This I love this song.
All right, so think Psych Furs and that guy's voice.
Oh, you'll know. It's
it's very distinctive.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, the next one is by Gang of Four. To Hell with Poverty! Exclamation point.
Yes, this is a great rocking song.
Yeah, I totally, yeah. And Gang of Four, what can you say?
Yep.
All right, so let's stop talking now. Start off with Love Spit Love. This is Am I Wrong? At WMFO.
And I turn my back on my faith. It's like glass when we break. I wish no one in my place. And I've seen you don't need this.
Lost in sleep, am I wrong? began to let her down. Look like 10,000 people standing on the burying ground. Well, I didn't know that I loved her until I began to let her down. You know it's so hard to love someone that don't love you. Want your satisfaction, don't care what you
It's WMFO in Medford, 9:58 in the morning. There's my legal ID right there.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I just did it. Yeah, okay.
Slightly early, but that's okay.
That's all right. No, well, you can do it with 5 minutes left or after, so it's cool. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know, just radio geek stuff.
At least the FAC won't get on our ass now.
That's right, they won't. So let's see. I forgot that we were going to stop after two songs. The first two we played and talked about was artist Love Spit Love and Am I Wrong? And then, of course, Gang of Four. I mean, you always know it's them. They have a particular beat that they do, and it's great to hear them.
The pounding bass of Sara Lee.
It was friggin' great. Going to play, and we just played two songs, The White Stripes and Death Letter from the name of the album that I cannot pronounce. Distill, I'm going to say.
So just say the Distill.
It's going to be Distill. It's got a J in there, but I don't care.
Yeah,
it was
a cover version of a Sunhouse
song. I refuse
song.
To try and say Distigil. Okay. And that Tribe from the great record Abort that was tied. All right, going to play the last song of the first five-song set and then start with the new one in the first set. So the next one we're going to play is a favorite band of yours, Creedence.
My favorite band of all time.
Creedence.
I'm going to see John Fogerty this summer out long... Oh, oh my God, in Tanglewood, I was going to say something else, but, you know, like I was telling you, it might be our last chance to see him play, because he is pushing 80, and this song, he's played the song in concert many times, and it's off the second album, Bayou Country, in 1969, I believe, which they put out three albums in that one year.
Wow.
All top five albums.
That doesn't happen anymore.
Does not happen anymore.
No. No, Elton John did stuff like that in the 70s.
Right, yeah, I mean... You could, the Beatles used to do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Dropping three albums.
I've heard of them. Yeah.
You have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So off of Bayou County, it's going to be Bootleg. And then the first song of the second set is by The Rings.
Yeah. We're going to go all local music in the last five set.
Yep. And The Rings are going to do Let Me Go.